Aiko!
David, how nice to see you.
And you too. Hey, whose washing have you got there?
It belongs to one of my clients.
Your what?
It's all a part of the service, as they say.
Yes, of course.
Potter!
Yes, madam?
Could you take this up to room 2613, please?
I'm sorry, madam. Could you please speak more slowly and clearly?
Take this to room 2613, please.
Ah, yes, room 2316, certainly, madam.
Not 2316, 2613.
Ah, yes, madam, certainly.
This hotel is dreadful. Nobody understands English. You can't have your laundry done. They don't even clean the sheets properly. One of my clients refused to get into the bed. I had to change his sheets myself.
Wow. You don't mind my asking, what kind of job are you doing nowadays, Aiko?
I'm a tourist guide. I work with groups of Japanese people on a vacation around the world.
Oh, I see. No, it's just the way you were talking about clients. It kind of gives the impression that you're like some kind of geisha, if you see what I mean.
Oh, dear. Was I using the wrong word? What should I call them? Customers? But really, here I am asking you for an English lesson 1 minute after meeting you again. You must forgive me.
Hey, that's all right, Aiko. That's what teachers are for, giving people lessons.
Then perhaps we can have a quicker one later, as you say in English?
Yes.
Look, why are we standing around in this dreadful lobby? Let's go and have a coffee.
Sure, why not?